I have a message for newlyweds. To the man, she will cheat you. To her, he will cheat you. He's already cheating you. She's already cheating you. If you think that marriage means just joining the bodies together for sensual pleasure, or if you are enamored by the prospects of living happily in this world together, it is mutual cheating. Without understanding that everything in this world is temporary, illusory, and that real life, real existence, real love is with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the supreme object of love. If you just think that getting married, living together, the relationship between you has any meaning or importance except in relationship with Krishna and together serving him, it is all cheating. Everyone in this world is cheating everyone else. Your friendly neighbor, if you have a friendly neighbor, is cheating you by his friendliness. Those who say you have to have a good education and a good job, they're cheating you. Those who divert you in any way from your eternal, real, loving relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are simply cheating you. It is a society of cheaters and cheated. Stop being cheated. Understand who you are, what you are meant for. You are not meant for cheating and being cheated again and again, life after life. You are meant for eternal bliss in the eternal service of Krishna in the spiritual world, far beyond this world of cheaters and cheating. So take eternal knowledge from those who will never cheat you, from those who are beyond the platform of cheating. Learn to surrender to Krishna. Go to the spiritual world and escape forever the eternal cycle of suffering, illusion, hope turning to disappointment, searching for pleasure and instead getting pain, cheating and being cheated. This eternal cycle of suffering is not fully eternal. It can be ended. Now you have the chance in the human form of life. Krishna does not cheat us. He tells us, Labdva sudurlabham idam bahusam bhavante manusham artadam anityam api hadhiraha turnang yateta napated anumrityu yavan nishrayasaya vishaya kalu sarvata syat. Now, after many, many births, we have attained the human form of life. It is very valuable. It is temporary. Therefore, we should very soberly consider. Newlyweds are usually in a phantasmagoria, but we should remain sober-minded and immediately take the decision to endeavor in this life to act in such a way that before we die again, we should do whatever is required so that we don't get born again. We should act for our ultimate welfare and not think that marriage or anything else in this world is simply meant for sensual enjoyment, because that is available everywhere. Of course, if someone marries on religious principles for the sake of dharma, to come together to execute the highest goal of life, to serve Krishna and the Guru and the Vaishnavas, that is desirable. Have children to train them in Krishna consciousness. Very good. it's hard in this whole atmosphere of cheating and being cheated, not to be cheated, not to cheat ourselves, not to cheat others. But we should be careful to not deliberately cheat others. Fix on the platform of truth, which means understanding Krishna is supreme. I am his eternal servant. I should live and act in this world, either in married life or in renounced life, in a manner that is different from the platform of cheating and being cheated. Different means fix on the truth, Krishna. We can't cheat Krishna, and he won't cheat us if we sincerely try to serve him. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.